This ongoing series from Barry Historical Archive curator Deb Exel shows old photos from the collection and one from the present day, as well as the story behind them. JL Coffee Hardware Store, 40 Bayfield Street. We apologize for hooking you with this fantastic photo of Barry Taxi next to the Vespra House Hotel. The building and its people that this story is actually about, is just to the left of the hotel. You can just see a sliver of it, the building with the diamond-patterned brickwork just under its eaves, JL Coffee Hardware. John Loftus Coffee was born in Phelpston, just north of Barry, in 1887 to John Joseph Coffee of Whitby and Ellen Loftus of Flows Township. They married in Phelpston in 1882 while J.J. was a country schoolmaster, teaching in Mount St. Louis, Apto and Phelpston before moving the family, Ellen, John Jr. and his sister Irene, to Barry about 1888 to manage the Vespra Hotel. The couple ran the comfortable hotel well, and it was one of the most popular of the downtown guesthouses. Coffee, teacher-turned-hotelkeeper, was one of several hoteliers and liquor store keepers who petitioned town council in 1896 for a reduction in license fees, owing to hard times. Hard times indeed. Sadly, not long after, the likable Mrs. Coffee, loving wife and mother, considerate mistress to her hotel employees, passed away a few years later at the age of 46. In 1899, John remarried. Agnes Ann's parents, Daniel McKernan of Tyrone, County Ireland and Agnes Cumming from Glasgow, Scotland, were early settlers of Barry. Daniel had a shoe and leather business at the corner of Bursey and Collier Streets from 1840 to 1845. Their daughter Agnes had previously married John Joseph Stritch of Innisfil, in 1877, and was tragically widowed less than a year later. Following the death of her husband, Agnes took up dressmaking and went on to be in charge of the dressmaking departments at Compton and Ryan, R.I. Fraser and Sargent and Smith, before marrying another John Joseph, J.J. Coffee, and becoming stepmother to his children John and Irene. The Coffees operated the Vespra House for 14 years, two of those John spent as the vice president of the Ontario Victualers Association. Both he and his wife were extremely active in the Catholic Church, each holding several offices. Agnes's brother, Michael Stritch, gave up his grocery and liquor trade to spend 9 years as a clerk at the Vespra House before taking over the management of the Simcoe Hotel. In 1903, John went into the hardware business with his son John. The store next to the hotel was reported to have built up an excellent trade. In 1907, he was elected alderman, followed by a seat on the county council as Barry's first deputy reeve. During his annual November hunt, Coffee contracted a cold, aggravating his diabetes. In bed for a month, Coffee remarked over a cup of tea that he thought he might be up to a cutter ride when a strange feeling came over him and he suddenly passed away. The Vespra House Hotel was under new management in 1909. J.L. Coffee's Bayfield Street hardware business continued to thrive and, in 1925, John married his own Agnes Ann. The Very Reverend Dean Sweeney of St. Mary's Church in Barry traveled to London, Ont. to perform the ceremony at the pretty spring wedding of J.L. Coffee and Agnes Hart. After a short honeymoon in the Detroit area, the newlyweds returned to 40 Bayfield Street. The Coffees settled into community life. John had a successful business, later becoming chair of the Roman Catholic School Board. In 1930, J.L. Coffee Hardware, along with Robinson's Hardware, Smith Kane Harness Makers, Hubbard's Hardware, Armstrong and Reinford Hardware, and several other businesses, announced Wednesday half holidays. For the months of June, July, August and September, their stores and businesses would close at noon on Wednesdays. The practice of half-day Wednesdays wasn't unique to Barry by any means, but Coffee and his fellow shopkeepers may have started the trend here. Urban legend tells of a keen interest in sporting events in the 1870s and 1880s, and apparently there was more life and more money in circulation in Barry than any town in Canada. Of the dozens of prominent citizens who would put these sports meets together, the long list included the Lounce, Drive, Basanko, the Souris, Call, McKenzie, D. Murchison, William and Henry Boys, Geo. Monkman, John Bothwell, J.J. Brown, The Burtons, Joe Anderton, Archie Thompson, Mike Stritch, and John J. Coffey. So if his son, J.L. Coffey, had an interest in horse racing, he may have come by it honestly. The hardware merchant, using the pseudonym, Liftus, drew a ticket on the horse, Light Sussex, in the Irish Hospital's sweepstake. Had Light Sussex won, Coffey would have enjoyed at least $125,000 in winnings. Placing seventh, the horse paid more than $7,000 and instructions for cashing the winning ticket were on their way from Dublin, Ireland. Coffey considered himself fortunate and, even though his horse was not in the big money, he had no regrets. Coffey's store, Barry Hardware, at 40 Bayfield Street, operated until about 1971.